Izzy, lovely to see you. Glorious sunshine here at Bampton. Before we talk about the event itself, how have preparations gone in the last couple of weeks for you?
Good. The mayor, Matilda, doesn't live with me. She lives with her owner, Guy Avis, so it's a little bit different to some other people. But I trust him, he trusts me, and hopefully all's well, and looking forward to this weekend.
Now, you have a family that's steeped in Bampton heritage. Your great aunt winning, was it back in 1963? Yeah. Was it your grandmother? Is that putting added pressure on you, making your debut here at one of the most notably the, you know, four-star event that everyone wants to win?
No, to be honest, it's great to have that background and the help from my family, but there's no extra pressure from them at all. I think, you know, the pressure is what you put on yourself and how you choose to use it.
You seem very laid back, but surely coming here as you kind of drove through the gates, what were your thoughts?
Oh, it's great to be here. We're, you know, really lucky to be here, and it's going to be a big weekend. But I think at the end of the day, you want to keep trying to do everything like you've done up to here. So.
You had a nasty fall in 2003, but what really comes across is how quickly you've risen up the ranks. Can you quite believe it sometimes, just how successful you're becoming?
We're getting there. I mean, you know what horses are like. Tomorrow we could be on our backs, so hopefully we'll keep going. You know, horses are hard work, and you just have to keep pushing forward and hope things go well.
Tell us a little bit about this horse then.
She's a lovely mare. She's only small. She'll be 15-2. Like I said, she lives with her owner and not with me. She's got a huge heart, and she just tries and tries all day long. So, fingers crossed.
I mean, this sport is all about the skill of both horse and rider and the partnership that you have. But it never fails to amaze me trying to find that special horse that excels at all three phases. What would you say? You've told me a little bit about her character, but what is her speciality, would you say?
She loves to jump. Just loves to jump. At Burley last year, she was phenomenal cross country. She's a good show jumper. She's fairly careful, and that's what she loves. She's very relaxed as well. She doesn't get buzzed up, but the cross country is what she really lives for.
So looking forward to that on the weekend. But what are your thoughts? What would you hope to achieve?
I mean, ultimately, I'd love to be a top 10 finish. It's a hugely amazing field that, you know, is just steeped in Olympians and other people. But so, who knows, but that would be the ultimate aim.